What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 508. In this episode, I'll discuss whether a pacemaker or implanted cardiac defibrillator protects from medication-induced torsades. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode508. Shout out to Pharmacy Jeremy and Pharmacy Marcy for inspiring this episode. While implantable cardiac devices are given to patients with long QT syndrome and other arrhythmias, there's no data on their use to prevent medication-induced torsades. The pacemaker component of such devices should, in theory, help prevent torsades by preventing bradycardia. However, the rate of most pacemakers is not likely to provide protection from torsades. This is because a pacemaker is often set to prevent symptomatic bradycardia and may be set at a rate of only 50 beats per minute. A pacing rate of more than 70 beats per minute may be necessary to prevent the development of torsades. Furthermore, patients with implanted cardiac devices are likely to have a history of cardiac arrhythmia, something that is generally considered a risk factor for medication-induced torsades. Therefore, the presence of an implanted cardiac device may actually signal an increased risk of medication-induced torsades rather than a protective factor. And this is how I treat it in my practice. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.